Okay, cool. All right, the 85W. So I love Alexander's 21. Well, look, I needed 85 new customers a month. And I didn't know one way that could get me 85. So I had to figure out 85 that could get me one. Right? You guys are laughing. I'm serious. I was trying to do it. And diversity truly leads to the stability of your company. So that my competitor went on the same radio station and offered lower prices, offered more services than I did. I didn't care. I just stopped that $4,000 a month and put that $4,000 in other stuff because I had 84 other ways that I was generating a new customer. You know, putting a coupon at the bottom of our receipts we have. We had signage in our office. We had a girl standing out front with the little sign, you know, come here for Fresh Start. In front, there was a Del Taco in front of our office, and so I JV'd with the Del Taco so that they give away flyers so that they could come back into my brick and mortar business. But all of those still work if you have an online. You just have to find where your customers are and make it happen. Okay? If you're having a problem getting 85, you started out with 22 already. And so now it's just really adding to them, finding other ways that you're going to get a customer. All right, so here's the FU. I know you thought it was something else. But it's really follow up with your prospect. One of the things that really revolutionized my business was I read a book by my marketing mentor, which is Dan Kennedy, and they've been talking about him a lot, and it's The Ultimate Marketing Plan. And within the first chapter, he says, you know, what are you doing to follow up with people who've raised their hands? And when I looked at that in my business, I go, I'm not doing anything. You know, when people would call, we'd say, hi, would you like Fresh Start? It's $80 to activate, and it's $42 a month, and da-da-da-da-da, thank you very much, and they'd hang up the phone. Well, we switched that to when they'd call, we'd say, well, I'm not sure if we provide service in your area. Can I have your name and address? Customer goes, okay, well, I live at, and so while they're giving us their name and address, now I got them. Now, isn't it more effective to market to the people who've called me and given me their name and address, especially with direct mail, it's very expensive, than just buy a list and hope and pray that these people really get it? Well, the other thing that I had was that because we were in the directory, I would get people who were really just price shopping but weren't really ready for Fresh Start. So we sent a free activation drawing every single week. So it was a small little postcard that said, enter for a free activation drawing, okay? So the customer prospect would get it, and they would call us and say, can you please enter me? Please enter me. We say, sure, sure. So now we know that they're really, really hot leads for us. So one time a week, we'd give one person the free activation. And then you see that little everybody wins? You need to like asterisk that and circle it. So we took everybody else that called and we sent them second place. Come on. Come on. Yeah? Yeah? Thank you very much. Isn't that slick? All right. So they'd get this envelope that said, you win! Congratulations! You know, you didn't win first, but you did win second place, which is 50% off the activation. But only if you did it on Tuesdays and Thursdays, which were our less busy days. And they would flood. What was really funny is as people were signing up for service, they go, you know, I won second prize. Oh, you know, I did too. Hi, oops. Uh-oh. Isn't that fun? But it definitely worked, and we followed up with them over and over and over again to get them into the free activation drawing so that we could move them from the FE, okay, that Alexander was talking about, to our BE, to our back end.